Ezra Hashem B'li Neder. Let's finish Shas together. Today's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Abi Mori, Harav David Tzvi Ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf is Yuvama's daf, Samach Dal. We left off at the very bottom of Samach Gimlam and Beis at the words Tana Rabbanan, the bottom line. Today's learning is also a Refuah Shleima for David Meir Ben Mendel. Good morning, Chanuch Chanuch, David Yoshua, Yeshai Yitzchak, Ruvain from Harrisburg, Dr. Dan, Jeremy, Mordechai, Yoshua Eitan, Gershon Eitan, sorry. Gershon Eitan, Avi, Dr. Joe, Yitzchak Yosef, Harav Eliezer Dov, Tzvika, and Shlomo David. Here we go. Tana Rabbanan. We learned in a braisa, Uvenu Cho Yomar Shuvah Hashem Rivivos Alpha Yisrael. And when the Aaron stopped, so Moshe davened, Hashem, you should dwell in Rivivos Alpha Yisrael. Malamich Ein Ashkin Ashal Pochasmi. Shnei alafim u'shnei rivavos miYisrael, that the Shechina is only sure when you have a minimum of 22,000 people. Shnei alafim shnei rivavos. That's alfei is a plural, rivavos is plural. Shehoyu Yisrael, harei shehoyu Yisrael, shnei alafim shnei rivavos chaser echad. Let's say the Jewish people were 21,999 people. V'zelo asak v'peri v'irvi, and you, Shmendrik, didn't engage in peru revu, you didn't have another child. Lo nimtza ze gorim l'shchina d'shital in Yisrael, so you're going to cause the Shechina to leave the Jewish people. So you see from here how important it is to have kids. That it could be up to you to stop the Shechina from being shor b'Yisrael. Abba Chanan Amar Mishmer B'lezer. Chayv Misa. A person who does not engage in peru revu, he's chayv the death penalty, shnemar. Uvonim lo hayu lahem. Ha hayu lahem banim lo mesu. Nadav and Aviyu. It says about Nadav and Aviyu, they died, uvanim lo hayu lahem. Sounds like the reason that they died was because they didn't have kids. Had they had kids, then they would not have died. This is one of the 11 opinions in the Midrashim about what the Aveir of Nadav and Aviyu was. One of the 11 opinions is that they refused to have children. In the Acharonim, right, the Sefer Ion Yaakov writes that even though earlier in yesterday's daf we said that a person who's not Osik Piri of Rivet, it's as if he's Shofech Damim. So what do I need a separate limud to tell me that he's Chayiv Misa? It said already, he's Shofech Damim. But there's an addition to say Chayiv Misa, because a Shofech Damim is not necessarily Chayiv Misa. Because, Heinte Gezachin, Roe versus Wade. Here we go, Roe versus Wade in today's Daf Yoimi. Shari Af HaHorig Uber Mamish Eino Chayiv Misa. The Achronim write, if a person kills a fetus, it's like this in Klai, so we're exactly the compromised position in Roe versus Wade. So we hold, you're not allowed to kill a fetus, but if you kill a fetus, you're not Chayiv Misa. That's what he says. Even if you kill an actual fetus, you're not Chayiv Misa. So if you don't have a kid in the first place, so Im Eino Ben Yom Echad, if he's not one day old, if the fetus is not one day old, if he wasn't born, so then you're not Chayiv Misa. Ukafisha Pasak HaRambam. That's the way the Rambam paskins. That if you kill a fetus, the Rambam paskins, you're not Chayiv Misa for that. You're not allowed to do it, but you're not Chayiv Misa. V'avshnem alav shu shofech damim. V'hosir v'chanin lomar, shachayiv Misa mamish. That's the addition over here. And the Maharan, Chedush HaGadus, quotes the Gemara Nedarim Samach Dalad. It's also Samach Dalad, interesting. That Arba Chashuvim Kemes, this Gemara says there's four people that are considered like they're dead. One of them is Adam She'ein Lo Banim. If you don't have kids, so you don't leave any, so it's considered as if you're dead. Uvezeh Bir Shalchein Adam She'ein Lo Banim Chay Misa Haynu She'nechshav Kemes. And the Maharal explains that something that lives on in eternity is called alive, Chayim. Like an underground spring that has no source, it keeps on going. It's called Be'er Mayim Chayim. So a person who has children, so he's alive because even after he's gone, there'll be the kids to carry on his name. However, a person who is not Osik and Piriv Yervi, he's not called Chai because he doesn't have an eternity. He doesn't have somebody to live after him. He doesn't have somebody to carry on his name. Okay.
So I understand Chayiv Misa from a severity standpoint, but it sort of negates the whole concept of tshuva, right? I mean, I could basically have a child until at least from a man's perspective, I get a child till I'm dead, more or less.
Okay, you could. So as long as you do, so you'll erase the chi of misa. But cause man that you don't, then you chayv misa. But you're right; you could get rid of it.
No application, though. Right? Yeah, only get misa for it.
So. Okay. Acherim omrim gorim l'shchina shetistav Yisrael. Person who's not does not engage in pirvi rivi causes the shchina to leave Klal Yisrael. Before we said he causes the Shekhinah to not be sure in Klai, so now we're saying he causes the Shekhinah to leave. Shneimar, liyos l'chalei lo kim ulezaracha acharecha. We dashin bizman shezaracha acharecha Shekhinah shore. Ein zaracha acharecha al miyishore. Leitzim v'alvonim. Gemara says, so you need Jews in the world in order for the Shekhinah to exist. The Maharal here also explains that the Shekhinah is sure on something eternal and not on something that can end. So someone who doesn't engage in Pirvi Rivi, the Shekhinah is not sure on him because he's going to end. It's only a person who has kids that he's going to continue. Let's continue. Says the Mishnah. Nasa Isha Vishayima Eser Shanim. Let's say a man marries a woman and they're married for 10 years. Velo Yalda, she doesn't give birth. Eino Rashi Libatel. You can't just say, well, we can't have kids. Rather, so you're not allowed to just say, okay, I'm exempt. No. You have to either divorce her or marry another woman. Girsha, if he divorces this one, Mutaris the Anasi La'acher, she is permitted to marry somebody else because maybe the only reason she didn't have kids was with this guy. Maybe it was him that was the problem. V'rashai Hasheni, Lishos Yima Eser Shanim. And then the second husband can stay married to for 10 years. V'im hipila, and if she gets pregnant and miscarries, mona misha shipila, you count the 10 years, the clock starts again from the miscarriage. The Ramban quotes Yerushalmi that if they have kids and they die, so then you count 10 years from the year that the kids die. Okay, says the...
Let's say he had kids from some another marriage, that shows he can have kids.
Right, exactly. Yes, then you wouldn't apply this for sure. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a brisa. Nasa Isha V'shayimah Eser Shanim. You married a girl and you stayed with her married 10 years. V'lo Yalda, you didn't have kids. Yotze V'yitin Ksuba. You have to divorce her and you have to pay her the Ksuba. Shema Lo Zach Libanus Bimena. Maybe it's not her problem, maybe it's your problem. She gets the Ksuba. Afal Pisha Ein Rael Adavar Zeich Adavar. We have a pasuk in the Chumash. Sarai Eishas Avram and Hagar. They left Miketz Eser Shanim L'shevus Avram Beretz Kanan. After it was 10 years, so they went to a different place. L'lamedcha she'en yeshivas chutz laretz olam min aminyin. If you're 10 years in chutz laretz and then you move to Israel, the clock starts again. You get another 10 years because maybe this Rashi quotes in Chumash. Maybe this chutz of Eretz Yisrael will allow you to have kids. L'fikach. Right, the Rishonim ask here, what do you mean? So this din doesn't apply in Chutz Laretz. It's Pru Revu only in Eretz Yisrael. So some say in Chutz Laretz we don't force you to divorce. If you want, you divorce. The Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva explain that no. Only Avram Avinu, we say he wasn't Zeicha until Eretz Yisrael. Like Rashi says in Chumash, the Eschel Agoy Gadol was only said in Eretz Yisrael. Once he got there to Israel, Hashem gave him the kids. He waited 10 years and then he married a Hagar. But other people, there's no difference between Eretz Israel and Chutz Laretz. That's what other Rishonim say. Okay. Lefikach says the Gemara, Chalahu, if he was sick, so they couldn't have relations. Oshachal say she was sick for years. Oshneim Chavushim Beis Asurim, they're both in jail, they can't have relations. Ain't Olam and Amin. So those years don't count towards the 10 years. Amalei Rav Rav Nachman V'leilef Mi Yitzchak Tichsev Ayitzchak Ben Arba'im Shana B'Kachto As Rivka V'Gomer Uksiv Yitzchak Ben Shishim Shana B'Ledes Osam. Yitzchak was 40 when he got married. He didn't have kids till 60. So why are you telling me 10 years? Yitzchak waited 20 years. Maybe you should learn that the shear is 20 years. Answers the Gemara. Amar Lei. So Rav Nachman said back to Rava. Yitzchak Akar Haya. Yitzchak knew that it was his problem and therefore he didn't divorce her. Says the Gemara, Yihachi Avram Nami Akar Haya. Maybe Avram was also incapable. Says the Gemara, you're right. We don't know from either of them. And rather, the Pasuk by Yitzchak is extra. The Pasuk by Yitzchak, Yitzchak Min Shishim Shana, is extra. Hahu, it's not extra. We can't use it to teach me the din of waiting 20 years. Because V'yitzchak ben Shishim Shana is there to tell me something else. Hahu, mi boile, lichad Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. We need the Torah to tell me that Yitzchak was 60 when the kids were born to teach me a different halacha. Why does the Torah care about how old Ishmael was when he died? He was 137. Who cares? He was a Russia. Who cares how long he lived? No, we need to calculate how old Yaakov was at that time. Because we know that Yitzchak was 60 when both... Yitzchak was 60 when he gave birth to Yaakov and Esav. So we need to know the years of Yishmael to know how old, to measure the years of Yaakov. Why? All of this is a big Rashi in Chumash where he makes this big calculation. I'm not going to go into the whole calculation right now. The Gemara in Megillah also goes into the calculation that since we know Yishmael was 137, the key thing is we know Yishmael was 14 years older than Yitzchak. That's the key point. So if we can calculate, and we know that Yitzchak was 60 when Yaakov was born, what's the whole point of this calculation? To know Yaakov's age, so he was only away for 22 years. He wasn't punished for the 14 years that he learned in Yeshivas Shem Ve'Aver. He wasn't punished because Talmud Torah is greater than Kibud Av Ve'Aim. Wow. So that's why I needed to know that Yitzchak was 60 when Yaakov was born. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Yitzchak Avinu Akar Haya. Yitzchak Avinu was not capable of having kids. Shneimar Vayeta Yitzchak Lashem Lenochach Ishto Ki Akara Hi Al Ishto Lo Neimar Ela Lenochach. He wasn't davening for his wife. He was davening opposite his wife for himself. Malamid Shneim Akurim Hayu. So Yitzchak davened for himself and for his wife. They were both incapable of having kids. It says the Gemara Yachay Vayeta Lo. So why does it say, it means that Hashem only answered him? Shouldn't it have said that he answered them? Answers the Gemara. Rashi quotes us in Chumash. L'vishayna doma tfilas tzadik ben tzadik, l'tfilas tzadik ben rasha. You can't compare the prayer. Hashem listened to him and not to her because he was a tzadik ben tzadik and she was a tzadik ben rasha. Interesting Gemara. There are other Gemaras that seem to say that. Achronim right here, that there's the tour quotes halacha in the name of the rush. That it's better to hire a chazan of a person who comes from a Baal Tshuva family than a person who comes from a Frum family. Whoa. Sha'adifa writes, Adifa tfilas tzadik ben rasha al acherim. Ach tfilas adam al atzmo adifa tfilas tzadik ben tzadik. So that's when you're davening for the tzibur, it's better to have somebody who's a tzadik ben rasha. But if you're davening for yourself, the achronim say, it's better that you're a tzadik ben tzadik. So it writes in the Shut Marashal. Maybe there's a difference between a formal prayer, which is not davening for something specific, as opposed to a tefillah that you want to change nature, like here. So then it's better to have tzaddik ben tzaddik. Anyway, you got to answer up the kasha. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Pneimaya, I was saying, Akurim, unbelievable Gemara. Rabbi Yitzchak says, why were Avraham Yitzchak and Sarah and Rivka, why were they barren? Why were they incapable of having kids? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires the prayers of the tzaddikim. At first glance, it sounds like a funny gemara. What Hashem dafka tortured the tzaddikim? They should have a harder time having kids because he wants to hear their tefillos. A little bit strange. Achronim say, the gemara later is going to say that the tzaddikim know how to be mahapech the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, midas adin, midas arachma. And the gemara says in brachos and daf zayin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu davens about himself. Yehi ratzon sheyichbashu rachamechas kascha. So Hashem wants his kas to be changed to rachamim, so he needs the tzaddikim to daven to change his midas adin to midas arachim. Amar b'yitzchak, lama nimshal tefilasin shal tzaddikim ke'eser? Right? It says over here, vayetar yitzchak. Why are the praise of the tzaddikim like a shovel? Ma eser zeh mahapech hatfuah mimakom lamakom, just like a shovel moves the grain from one place to another, and you divide the chaff from the wheat. Kach tefilasin shel tzadikim mahapeches midos shel Kadosh Baruch Hu mimidas ragzonos lamidas rachmanos. The tefilas of tzadikim can change Hashem from midas adin to midas harachim. Amar Rabbi Yame, Avram Sarah tumtim min hayu. Avram and Sarah, it wasn't clear whether they were male or female. Shneimar habitu el tsur chutzavtem vel makeves bornu karatem uksiv habitu Avram avichem el tsur tcholalchem. Look at your parents. It's not clear where you came from exactly. Something's in doubt about it. Amar of Nachman Amar Rabbi Ravua. Sarah made no islandess haisa. Sarah was an islandess, not capable of having kids. Shneimar vatisa akara ein la valad. I feel the base of a lot endless. She didn't even have a womb, period. She was incapable of having kids. I read the Brayder of Shumar Shes from Shmei Derab. Loi Shano Ella Bedoros Harishonim Sheshnosim Merubos. When do we say you got to wait 10 years? That's in the earlier generations who lived to like 120. Avol Bedoros Achronim Sheshnosnei Mutos. Nowadays, that people live for shorter life. Shtei Shanim Umechtza. Even if you marry her 2.5 years, you divorce her right away. We don't pass them this way. What is the Gemara going to say? Keneged Shlosha Iburim. 2.5 years, it's enough to have 3 9-month periods. Rab Amar of Nachman, Shalosh Shanim Keneged Shalosh Pekidos. Now you need 3 Rosh Hashanahs. Because you hope that 3 Rosh Hashanahs you'll have a Gzar Din, you'll have kids. Tamar Roshan Nifkidu Sar Rachel V'chana. On Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't mean that they actually became pregnant, because you're not allowed to have relations on Rosh Hashanah. It means that they were decreed to have kids. Sar Rachel and Chana. Amar Rab, less than Lahane Klali, we don't hold like this. Michti, Masnisin, Man Tokin, Rebbe, Vabi Mei David, Imut Shana, Dixiv, Yimei Shana, Sen, Bab, Shivim Shana. Already in the times of David HaMelech, they were only living 70 years. Rebbe lived a long time after David. So it can't be that that you would change the rules of the 10 years. So we still hold the 10 years. Ask the Gemara. Vahai, Shema lo zacha li bano seimena. Vidilma id lo zachya. Right? Says the Gemara, how do you know it's the husband? Right, the Mishnah says if you're married, you have to divorce her. Why are you divorcing her? Maybe it's you, not her. Says the Gemara, "E came into lo mifkada periv lo miansha." No, the woman's not chayv in pru revu. So if someone's being punished, it's not going to be her. It's going to be him. Says the Gemara, "Any is this really so?" I'm really Rabban le Rabbi Abba bar Zavda, nasiv isasav olid bani. For Amar lehu, izakai havali mikamaisa. Right, the rabbi said to Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda that he apparently was married for a long time, and then he didn't have kids. So then his wife died, or he divorced her, and then he wasn't getting married again. So they said to him, why don't you get married again? He said, well, if God would have wanted me to have kids, I would have had kids from my first wife. So what are you talking about? I thought you said over here maybe it's her, maybe he would be zeichem from somebody else. Hassam, the Gemara answers, no. Rabbi Abba wasn't really answering them that he didn't want to get married because he wouldn't have kids. Back to the story again. Dichu yud kamat l'rabbanan, kamat l'rabbanan. He was just pushing the rabbis off. The Rabbi Abba was after Iakim Yipirka the Rabbuna. He was another one of those rabbis that couldn't have kids because he waited too long in Ravuna's shir. He had to go to the bathroom. Ravuna finished the shir late and he didn't go to the bathroom. And guess what? It wasn't just the two of them. Rav Gidol Yaakov bring the Ravuna. Rav Chelo Yaakov bring the Ravuna. Rav Sheshi Yaakov bring the Ravuna. 4 rabbis couldn't have kids because they would refuse to go to the bathroom at the end of Ravuna's shir. Because he would go overtime and they needed to go to the bathroom, but they didn't want to be disrespectful to the Rebbe. They didn't walk out, so they held it in. And since they held it in, they couldn't have kids. Unbelievable Gemara. You would not believe it if it wouldn't be printed. Rav Acha bar Yaakov, one thing you see from the Gemara is the tremendous covet of the Rebbe they had. Not like today. The rabbi's in the middle of talking. We walk in, we walk out, no problem. We don't have any respect for the rabbis. You have to have covet for the rabbi. They had covet. I don't know if this was the right thing or the wrong thing that they lost the ability to have kids because of this. I'm not saying maybe that's mugzam, right? There's also Baal Teshaktsu, right? There's an Issa D'Oraisa of Baal Teshaktsu. What about that? Which is more important, Baal Teshaktsu or covered for the rabbi not to walk out in the middle of the shir? If you would have asked me, I would have said, walk out and go to the bathroom. It's a violation of Baal Teshaktsu. So you see, both are important. I don't know.
Rabbi, I say, don't hello, I say, the covered for the rabbi is talking about the Teshaktsu.
Uh-huh. Okay. I say, don't hello, I say. It's a sakana, though. No, what about the sakana? Maybe it's only sakana's aver, it's not sakana's nefashas. I don't know. Rav Acha bar Yaakov, acharete suskinta. So because he was one of these rabbis who went to Rav Huna's shir, so he got sick from it. So tell you about Arza de Bei Rav. They hung him on like a big pole, I guess on his stomach. V'nafik minei Kehutza Yarka. So something came out of him. This greenish looking thing came out of him, and that saved him. He was no longer incapable of having kids. He was healed. Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Shisin Save Havina. There were 60 rabbis. Vikulu Yaakov Pekin Rav Huna. 60 rabbis couldn't have kids because of Rav Huna's shear. Yowzers. Levad Me'ana. Except for me, because I did this refuah. So I was able to have kids. Tekaimi Ben Avshayi. HaChokhma Techaya Ba'aleh. I was smart. I did this refuah. So I was able to have this stuff come out of me, and I was able to have kids. Girisha Muteris. So if you divorced her, she can marry somebody else, a second husband. Shani in Shlishi Lo. Here we go. She can marry a second husband, but if she doesn't have kids from the second husband, she can't get married again. She can't have do this to a third guy. Mastis and money, Rebbe he. So this must be like Rebbe's sheet who holds Chazaka is established in two times. As opposed to Rashbag, who holds Chazaka is established in three times. That's going to be the rest of the daf. Is Chazaka in two times or is Chazaka in three times? And where do we say Chazaka two? Where do we say Chazaka three? Zok de Gemara. Masis and money Rebbe, the Sanya. We learned in a Braisa. Mala Harishon, Umes. A woman gives a bris mila to her first son and he dies from the bris mila. Sheni Vames. She has another kid, she gives him a bris mila, he dies. Shlishi lo tamol, divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says a chazaka is established in two. Don't give a bris mila to the third son. Rav Shem Gamliel omer, no, shlishi tamol, give a bris mila to the third one. Revi'i lo tamol. But once you have three, that establishes a chazaka, you don't give a bris to the fourth one. Ask the Gemara v'atanya ipcha, didn't we learn that Rebbe holds three and Rashbag holds two? So the Gemara says, Hey Minayar Achmanisa, we have to figure out which of these two brises was later, because we're going to follow the later one in terms of knowing who says which. Tashma Adam Reb Chia Barav Rabbi Yochanan Maise Ba'arba Achayos B'Tzipori. A story happened with four sisters who lived in the town of Tzipori. Shamala Rishona Umes. The first sister gave a bris to her son and he died. Shnia, then the second sister gave a bris to her son Vames and he died. Shlishis Umes, the third sister, gave a bris to her son and he died. Revius, when the fourth sister had a kid, Baslatni Rabbi Shim Gamliel. She came to ask Rabbi Shim Gamliel, Va'amala Al Tamal. Don't give your kid a bris. So it sounds like Rashbag holds on the fourth. Says, come on, wait. V'dilma e asiel shlishis. Nami hab avar mele. Well, maybe if the third one would have come to ask Rashbag, he also would have said, don't do it. Someone says, no. Imkain, my asadusid Rabbi Chia Bar Abba. Why was Rabbi Chia Bar Abba telling the story? It must be he was telling the story to tell me that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is the one who holds on the fourth time. They must have asked him on the third time and he said, no. V'dilma hokam ashlan da achayas machaskos. No, maybe the reason he's telling the story is to sell that a chazaka is even established by four sisters who aren't the same person. Maybe that's the chiddush of the story. Amarava hashin da'amris achayas machazkos. Lo yisa adam isha lo mi mishpachas nichvin v'lo mi mishpachas mitzorayim. V'hu dischazik tlas hazimne. Now that we see that even sisters can establish a chazaka, so a person should not marry not from a family of that they have seizures in the family. That's why people who have seizures in the families don't like talking about it. Lo mi mishpachas nichvin, v'lo mi mishpachas mitzorain. Or if there's tzaras in the family, v'hu d'ischazik plus hazimne. As long as you had three examples in the family that they had the seizures or the tzaras. Right, everyone agrees in this case, if it's in terms of marrying into a family, that the chazak is three times. Even Rebbe agrees to Rashbag in such a case. So they say the Achronim. My Havi Allah, what's the psak? Is chazaka two times or is chazaka three times? How do we pass it? Says the Gemara, Ki Asa Rav Yitzhar Yosef Amar Uvda Hava Kamid Rav Yochanan. A story happened that came in front of Rav Yochanan. They asked Rav Yochanan, Beknishta de Ma'on, in the shul, the Shiloh was asked in the shul, in Ma'on, B'yom HaKippur M'shchalios B'Shabbos. And this Shiloh happened on Yom Kippur that fell out on Shabbos. Umala Rishona Umes. And the first sister gave the kid a bris and he died. Shnia Umes. Shlish is qualified. And the third one came in front of him and asked him, should I give my kid a bris milah? Amala Lechi Umuli. Today's Yom Kippur and it's Shabbos. Go give your kid a bris milah. Amalei Abaye, Chazi de Kasharis Yisuri. Abaye said to Rav Yitzchak, by the fact that you're telling her to go get a bris milah, you're going to be matir and iser. Because if chazak is really two times, it's usser to give your kid a bris. First of all, maybe the kid will die. And if it's usser, you're also going to be violating Yom Kippur and Shabbos. Vis sakanta, and you're also causing a sakana safashos. Because it's sakana to give a bris milah to a child whose first cousin's who the other ones had died because of bris milah. Nevertheless, even though Abaye said this to Rav Yitzchak, samach ala Abaye. Abaye himself relied on this psak that Rav Yitzchak said in the name of Rav Yochanan, that he said you're allowed to give the third one a bris. Abaye paskin that two times is not a chazak. V'azal naspa l'choma, chuma. Abaye went and married a girl whose name was Chuma. Barta de'isi bereda Rav Yitzchak, bereda Rav Yehuda. The daughter of Isi, the son of Rav Yitzchak, the son of Yehuda. Denaspe Rachva de Pumbedisa. Rachva from Pumbedisa had already married this girl, Vishachav, and he had died. And then Rav Yitzchak bereda Rabba Barbrachana also married her, Vishachav, and he died. Vinasbahu! Abaye himself went ahead and married her, Vishachiv. And Abaye died after marrying her. Abaye had relied on Rav Yitzchak, who said that only Chazak is only established two times. Asked the Gemara, Amar Rava, Umiyek David Uvde Benav Sheikhi Hai. How could a person do this to himself? Vahiyu to Amar, Ovin Desamcha, Yitzchak Sumka, Lav bar samcha. I'm sorry. V'ha'iyu de'amar avin desmacha. Yitzchak sumka. Lav bar samcha. So the Gemara is asking, how could Abaye have relied on this? What? He thinks that Ovin said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that you should rely on, but this that Yitzchak Sumka, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Lav Bar Samcha? So how could Abaye have relied on, he doesn't trust, right? One opinion said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that two times is a chazaka, one opinion said three times. They're both quoting Rabbi Yochanan. So why did he think only one was the right thing and the other one wasn't the right thing? How come he put himself in danger over this issue?
I'm just confused. Chazaka is just a rule of thumb of how many times. But don't we expect Rabin like this to have Das Torah and an understanding of what's going on?
Well, this is the Das Torah. Chazaka is a din also. It's a din. It's not just a hanhaga, it's a halacha, that have a right to rely on chazaka. The Torah relies on rov, on chazaka. That's, these are dinim d'oraisa. But let's just get this down. Even though Abaye said to Rav Yitzchak, Abaye got angry at Rav Yitzchak that he was matir the third bris milah. Nevertheless, he relied on this, that Rav Yitzchak said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, who said you're allowed to give a bris to the tinok, That two times is a chazaka. So he went ahead and married Chuma. Right. Now, Abai Rulat Ravitza, they have to turn on his chazaka. Ask the Gemara, Amar Rav, Mi Ika David Uvda Ben Avshei Kihai. How could a person have done this? V'ha'iyu da Amar, Abai himself said, Oven the Samcha, you could rely on Oven that Rabbi Yochanan said this, but Yitzchak Samcha, Lav Bar Samcha. He said not to rely on it. Why? Oven Yeshno B'chazara. Oven was always in front of Rabbi Yochanan, so he would know if Rabbi Yochanan backed out on this or not. But Yitzchak Samcha ain't B'chazara. Yitzchak Samcha, he wasn't always by Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan backed out on it, and Rabbi Yitzchak wouldn't know that he backed out. Va'od, and another reason why he shouldn't have passed in this way, Emer de Pligi Linyan Mila. Maybe Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel only argue by Mila. Benisuin mi Pligi. How do you know that when it's talking about you marrying the person, maybe everyone would agree that it's two? So the Gemara now rejects the second reason. No, this is true. Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel also argue by a regular case of marriage. V'hatanya, like we learned in the Braisa, Niseis l'rishon umeis, l'sheni umeis, l'shlishi lo tinase divi Rebbe. Rebbe holds you're not allowed to marry. If a girl marries the first guy and the guy dies, she marries the second guy and the guy dies, Rebbe says you may not marry the third one. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel omer, l'shlishi tinase, she can marry the third guy. I'm not sure I would take that risk, but okay. L'revi lo tinase. But to the fourth one, she should not get married. So you see they're arguing this as well. Says the Gemara, Bishlam agabe mila, ikka mishpacha derafe dama. I understand when it comes to a bris mila, maybe this family is hemophiliacs, so you can't give them bris because they die from the bleeding. Some families that have very weak blood, it doesn't heal. Vikka mishpacha dekamit dama. And some families that have strong healing power on the blood. So I understand why there's a chazaka. Yitzhak, this is like sort of a different version of your question. Ella nisu in my time. What in the world is the reason why you can't marry a girl on number three or number four? Answers the Gemara. Amalei Rav Mordechai, Rav Ashi, Hachem Rabbi, Abime, Mehagronim, Shmei, Rav Huna, Mayan Gorim. Maybe when you have relations with this woman, you're contracting a disease from her, which is causing you to die. Ravashi Omar Mazal Gorim. Ravashi says, it's not a medical issue at all. It's she has bad luck. This woman has a bad mazal. And you hang out with her, you're going to die. It's got nothing to do with sexually transmitted diseases, STDs. It's that just being married to her is a problem. Ask the Gemara, my benai, what's the difference in these two reasons? Ikebenau, de'irsa umes. What if they only had Arison? They never had relations. They just had Arison and he dies. Would you apply the same rule? If it's the STD, it doesn't apply here. If it's that she has bad mazel, even just being engaged is a problem. Inami denafal midiklo umis. Or when you married her, you fell off a tree and died. So it wasn't the STD, it was just a bad mazel. Amalei Rav Yosef, Pirei Rava L'Rava. Baimene Rav Yosef, I asked Rav Yosef. Amalei Rav Yosef, Pirei Rava L'Rava. Baimene Rav Yosef. I guess a different Rav Yosef. Halacha Kirebi. Vamali in. That looks like Rebbe. Then I asked him another time, Halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel, Amalei in. He said, yeah, that looks like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Achuchi achichbi. Sounded like he was like joking around with me. He was playing around with me. Amalei, Rava said to his son, Rav Yosef, Lo, the elder Rav Yosef was not playing games with you. Stamehi, there's different Stamishnayas that support Rebbe and different ones that support Rav Shimon Gamliel. Upashit lach, and he was answering you like this. Nisuin Umalkios, a person who got multiple lashes. We'll see what this means in a minute. to Rebbe. We'll see it in tomorrow's daf. That's like Rebbe. Vestos. How many times does a woman have to bleed on the same day of the month to be considered a Vestos? Vishar Amuad. How many times does an ox have to be gored to be considered a Shar Amuad? Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. Those are three times. And now the Gemara is going to go through each of them. We're only going to do in today's daf two of them.
Is this talking about having children or just in general? Like being married?
So like general being married. Generally being married.
So if a woman is a
marries a guy and the husband dies, then she marries another guy and that husband dies. So that's a question. So we said Nisuin, she cannot get married a third time.
Even if it's like natural, but like...
No, we said, no. We
not falling off a tree.
No, if he dies. Yeah, so if maybe if it's natural death, maybe that would be a svara. Not to say that way. Maskim. So anyway, Nisuin Amalchios is two times. Vestas and Mord is three times. Nisuin Hadamaran. We already quoted that case of Nisuin. Malchios, what's the case of Malchus? I will close with this today's daf. Malchios, Disnan. We learned in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Mi Shalaka Vishana. A guy gets lashes for an avera that your chayef curries for. But so he got lashes for that. And then he got lashes for another avera of curries. A second time. The third time, if he does it a third time, Bezdin Kotanos Alakipa. They throw him into jail. A small little jail, the Rambam says. A place like a solitary confinement cell. Small little cell. And they feed him bad stuff. Till he dies. Wow. Well, let's finish the Gemara. Vestos. How do you know that a woman establishes the Vestos three times? Disnan. Ein ha'isha kovas lo vesas achetikbeta shalosh pamim. Right? A woman could have a vesas, so if she bleeds every 28 days or every 29 days or every 30 days or every 18th in the month or every 17th in the month. So she's kovea vesas three times. Ve'ein mitaharas min ha'vesas, and she doesn't lose the vesas achetikbeta shalosh pamim, unless she does not see on that date three times. She has to also, once she has a vesas kavua, she always sees on the 18th of the month, she has to not see three times on the 18th to uproot it. Shor Hamur Disnan Ein Ashor Nas Hamur Achi Idubo Shlosha Pa'amim. Ashor doesn't become a Shor Hamur until they warn the owner three times. Stop. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day.
Rabbi, it sounds like the Machlokes is based on Bnei Chaim and Zonei Mazal Tanya. Or not. I mean, they might as well be sure. Sounds like that's the...